next time for a Setting the Bar story. Kelly, this is...
an example of what not to do or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without complaining about your love life while on a hot mic, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's not great because everyone's going to hear it.
Yeah, his name's Stu.
You know what? I don't care. I am married. I am legally married. I am legally married. That's about the only way you can really say it.
Yeah, so... oh. He is a helicopter reporter there in L.A., and he was flying around and launched into a long rant about his failed marriage.
But I am not looking at now at all. I just had a bunch of debacles with my personal life.
Why in the world would you start talking about this in a helicopter? Like... this isn't even doesn't even sound like if you're just sitting in the office pulling like your coworker aside saying, "Listen, I got to tell you about what's going on with me." Like that is, it's almost like he's intending to broadcast it.
So he was on a YouTube live stream when he started talking about these debacles in his personal life. So
he knew it was getting heard.
See, that's the thing.
If you know, it's a live stream. That means they're not taking breaks and putting you on and off.
So a lot of people were thinking it was a hot mic thing. But someone was like talking in his ear, and so we couldn't hear the other person. But he was responding to questions in the YouTube comments, so he knew he was live.
Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe. I got nothing right now. Got nothing. Not really looking. Trying to find myself and be happy. I'm being serious about that. I want to be beholden to no one at this moment. You know, do I get lonely? Of course. But I got cats.
Yeah, he's got cats.
So he's just looking at the comments,
I guess,
and responding.
And so people are asking if he was drunk. He said, "I do love some bourbon. I love the whiskey. I love the bourbon. Love the gin." But no one thinks he was actually drunk when he was up there in the helicopter. So he wasn't the one flying it.
And he's supposed to be covering a news story, and
yes,
then just goes on this side. I guess somebody must have tossed it out there.
I don't know.
Like, hey, are you getting divorced or something?
And
then he launches into just...
You know what? I don't care. I am married.
I am married. Technically.
But not for long.
Ay, ay, ay.
But hey, ladies, I'm not necessarily looking just yet.
So apparently he was just having a little fun with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It didn't sound like he was having fun. It sounded like he was working some stuff out.
So, yeah. I mean, that's probably not the place to do it, but hey,
no.
You know what? We're talking about it here in Louisville.
Absolutely not the time to talk
so,
about that.
So, there you go.
Oh, wow.
A little Setting the Bar story if you can manage to make it through
Stu.
The day.
Stu, we don't need to know all those things about you, Stu. You're just supposed to report
news.
Hey,
will you look up Stu and see what he looks like?
Oh, okay. I clicked on the...
Does he...
Oh, it's not showing him. It's just showing, you know, the actual footage of what they're reporting
on. I just typed his name into Google.
Yeah,
so he's got a goatee. He's got a little, like, salt and pepper goatee action. He's wearing glasses.
Okay. Stu Mundell? Is that his name?
Yeah.
All
right. Okay. So there you go. That's Stu.
It kind of looks like somebody who would go on a rant like this, I'll be honest.
There you go. All right, there you go. That's your Setting the Bar story.